Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I have about 40-some minutes with you, so not a bad time to call. 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. And as we repeatedly mention, that you can always hear the podcast about, and the guys put them up about 10 or 15 minutes after the show is over. That hour is over. It used to be you had to wait till the show was over and they cleared certain markets, and now the guys just put it up, which is, you know, much easier for people to sort of download them. And if you listen on podcasts, I know there's always the tendency to say, well, maybe she's not talking about this today. But the program is really pretty free-flowing. And as you can tell, and Trevor can attest to, that last Friday we had an interview all set to go. And we got a call, literally, with 30 seconds before we were going to do the interview. And we just decided we'll take a call over the interview because the calls are really the priority. And that's what we're here to do. So, but not to worry. The God willing and the creek don't rise. we'll do that tomorrow. I actually said that once. I was doing some work for State Farm. And we were talking about buying life insurance, which is, it turns out something like only 20% of the American public have life insurance, and you probably don't need it if you're really old, right? But if you have young kids, you know, I mean, all of us assume we're going to live forever, but what if? And the stories that happen if there's an unexpected loss, and with young kids, is people end up homeless. I mean, it's awful. So the point is that they were sending me around, and they had a contest to talk about the difference it made in people's lives. And so I was doing all these interviews, and at one point I said, God, they said something about next year or something, and I said, God willing and the creek don't rise, which is just a Southern expression. And you could hear these feet running down the hall, and he said, don't talk about the creek rising, because flood insurance is one of our major issues. Who knew? Okay, now I know. But God willing, the creek don't rise. All right, so we're talking about tomorrow about Yes Men. And we're going to have the interview, I think, with the guys about Do I Sound Gay next week. So that should be pretty interesting as well, especially for radio, because we are what we sound like, right? Hopefully as well as what we think. All right, so we're talking about strenuous activities, and this came up partially because I was so, just entranced with how much effort soccer really takes of running back and forth and changing directions. And you know, I mean, lots of sports do, but soccer just seems particularly strenuous. So we asked, all right, Trevor, what's the most strenuous activity you've ever done?
All right, so early this spring, I went out with my younger brothers to visit my two other younger brothers in Montana. And we went hiking early in the afternoon, and I decided that I was tough and I hadn't had enough, so my second youngest brother and I both went out to a hanging lake and hiked like 3 miles in the February spring in Montana through several feet of snow to reach this hanging lake. And it took us into nightfall. I mean, and then we had to push our car out from the parking area. It was extremely strenuous, but extremely rewarding, and it was super fun, but very difficult.
That sounds great. One of mine was, and this was kind of a lesson in humility. I'm trying to think if it's the most strenuous thing I've ever done. The most strenuous thing I probably have ever done is during blackouts and realizing that I was working on the 25th floor and living on the 26th floor. And that was a lot of going up and down stairs. Just because, and you didn't really have any choice. There was no elevators, and it was dark. But it didn't seem so much strenuous as just crucial. And I guess part of it is whether you're doing it for recreation or necessity. That when it's a necessity, it doesn't, the word strenuous really just come to mind because it seems like it's more survival. But when you were talking about your brothers, I went to a camp in New Hampshire that basically does camp. I like going to spas because you get in better shape as opposed to coming back from most vacations where you feel like you just ate too much and didn't get enough sleep. And so this one was where you did hiking. And when they picked me up at the train station, they said, we're going to call you at 6:30 for the pre-breakfast hike. And I thought they were kidding, and they weren't. And I said, oh, no, that's okay. And they did. I was at the time working out a fair amount and viewed myself in relatively good shape. And most of the people there, for some unbeknownst reason at the time I was there, were Canadians. And they were very attractive women, but they were by and large a lot plumper than I am. And they had beautifully coiffed hair and beautifully done nails and great jewelry. And I thought, oh, please. And we were climbing mountains, and we were not doing beginner stuff. We were doing like climbing mountains, and they were hikes that would start. The pre-breakfast hike was at 6:30. Then you would eat at 8 o'clock or something, and then at 9 you would start and you do an all-day hike. And I thought the first day, I thought, oh, please, it's going to be so embarrassing. These women just can't do it, and they have to go and repair a broken nail. Well, what I didn't understand was they were Canadians who don't have the same. They weren't going to the same gyms that American women were going to. They were climbing mountains. And so I'm sort of thinking, oh, I'm in such good shape. And, I'm younger than they are, and I'm thinner than they are. And so, please. And I was panting like I was going to die. And they were scrambling up the mountains like billy goats. So it was really a lesson not only in strenuosity, but in humility, of understanding that there are lots, because theirs was much more sensible than mine, because they were using their bodies in the way that nature intended. They were climbing mountains all the time. And so they were very used to this. And I was used to being in a gym and, pumping iron. And, I've always hated treadmills, but I was probably doing treadmills and doing aerobics classes. And when it came to belly dancing, I could lay them out flat, but climbing mountains, they were fantastic. So that was kind of my, but hiking, doing things that are not gym, but that are what your body was meant to do, I think are quite often much more strenuous, especially if you're not in the habit of doing them. So I agree. I think hiking is great and humbling. So, and you need good shoes. Don't wear your hiking boots for the first time when you're doing some serious hiking. Break them in first. And don't wear tennis shoes. They're too slippery. Okay. So let's hear what other people had strenuous. Hopefully yours were a little less humiliating than mine.
All right. So Rebecca says, leaving my parents' house 5 times in the past 30 years, packing my stuff over and over again is strenuous.
Well, why don't we put it in storage?
Yeah.
Yeah, or get rid of it. Yeah. Okay. No, moving is not only physically strenuous, it's just emotionally taxing. I mean, I agree. Moving is, and the risk scale, the scale that shows you what traumatic events put you at risk for serious illness, moving is one of them. Divorce is one of them. Death of a spouse is one of them. But moving is in the top 5. Getting a new job. Oh, yeah.
Huh. Okay, Ms. says giving birth.
See, that's I told Manny to put other than giving birth, but okay,
oh,
fair
I don't
enough.
Think we put a caveat on here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see how many people say giving birth.
All right. Jessica says.
Hopefully, mostly women, but maybe not.
Yeah, I kind of think it's going to be mostly women on that particular one. Spinning class is what Jessica says. Thought I was literally going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, they were spinning again. I tried spinning. The problem is, it wasn't so much it was strenuous, even though it was. But it's just uncomfortable. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic about it, but use your imagination. And I don't know how men do it. I mean, I think it's just so uncomfortable. That seat is just so uncomfortable.
I don't get it. How is spinning different from just like a stationary bike situation?
Well, it is a stationary bike, but you do it to music, and you do it standing, and you do it sprints, and you do it really fast, and quite often the room is very warm, and the music is very loud, and so... But that's what spinning is. It's just using a stationary bike, but you do it in a class. And with the idea the competitive juices are running, and it's very sweaty. Not my favorite thing to do. And my quads are already strong. 855-993-7569. Spin away. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little adorable missus. Now, as I mentioned, the phone calls are always our priority, but if you call me with like 1 minute left, which somebody did yesterday, then I just don't have time to put you on the air. It's just going to... So call me earlier. Right? Like, in the next, like, 5 minutes would be great, because then I'll have enough time to talk with you. or you can wait till tomorrow. You can do whatever you want to do. But, you know, it just, I know people are getting up there new. It's like, you know, when I see people in private practice, which I don't anymore, people would, they'd come and they had a 55-minute hour, right? And so for the first 48 minutes, they'd talk about their cat and, you know, their vacation plans. And then when they had like 3 minutes left to go, they'd say, oh, I'm suicidal. I know. It takes a while to work up your nerve. But you guys are sitting at home, so you can say that your name is Esmeralda. I mean, it doesn't have to be your real name. All right, we're talking about strenuous activities. And, I said put up childbirth because that is, I mean, the uterus is one of the largest muscles of your body. You guys don't have one, so you don't have to worry about it. And having it going cramping on you does not feel terrific. But you get a baby at the end of it, which is its other issue. Someone said babies should have warning labels on them. This child will become a teenager at some point, no matter how cute they are now. Alrighty, so let's go back to strenuous.
Okay, so Nancy says, I have to agree, giving birth, lol. But
I knew we should have put it up, you can't include birth.
Proportionally, we didn't get that many. I looked through the list, so it might be
all
one
right,
or two
enough.
More. One
all
or
right.
more of those. But Ella says, probably cleaning out my basement and that of my parents after Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, yeah, that's... Well, and you can hear, already you can hear the subtext that if there's an emotional content to it, it makes the physical exertion that much more difficult, right? If there's, because cleaning up after a mess and realizing you've lost all this stuff makes it even more difficult. And it's also the reason I think why cleaning somebody else's house can be kind of pleasurable as opposed to cleaning your own feels like drudgery. There's not the emotional content with the one as opposed to the other. All right, keep going.
Okay, Francis says, re-landscaping my yard.
Well, that sounds kind of pleasurable, but I hear. And their task, like, I'll tell you a really nasty task. I did this once for myself and twice for my daughter, stripping wallpaper.
I've done that.
Man, that's a nasty task.
Oh, that sucks.
It really is, because you have to steam it, and then it falls down on your head, and you've got all that gluck, and if people have painted over it, no, folks, do the universe a favor. Never paint over wallpaper, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Never
absolutely
do that.
Not.
The other thing I've done for my daughter, which I would not do for another soul on the face of the earth, is scraped 200-year-old brick. I still have scars on my hands from that.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds terrible.
It was awful. And you get it in your lungs, it was awful. And also, retiling bathrooms is kind of fun, actually. But it is getting the stuff out of there. I mean, I made a dreadful mistake once. I had some foil-backed wallpaper, which I was using in the bathroom, which is not the world's smartest idea anyway, because if it's foil-backed, that means there's another layer, which means the moisture can get in there. But it was just pretty. And clearly, I didn't know what I was doing, and I decided to wallpaper the ceiling. If you think wallpapering is a messy task, try doing it over your head. Don't do it, folks. Paint ceilings. Do not wallpaper them. I mean, it was a great look, but it was probably not worth it, and certainly not worth doing it again. I pass that on to you as the non-queen of the domestic. Don't wallpaper ceilings. Pay someone to wallpaper your ceiling if you feel you have to do it, and don't use foil-backed wallpaper in a bathroom. Dumb. Okay, keep going.
All right, so Cynthia says mountain climbing.
Yeah, I agree. There's something about it that is just using your body in a completely different way than anything else you ever do. And stair climbing is not the same. It's really not. Keep going.
Okay, Dawn says moving my daughter into a fifth-floor apartment with a broken elevator.
Yep, fifth-floor walk-ups. Famous. Yep. That's true love. Being a parent is a strenuous activity, you can hear.
There you go. You get looped into all the difficult
all the things you would never do for yourself.
Let's see. Karen says, having kidney stones while being pregnant.
That sounds painful rather than strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people who've had kidney stones say that it's unlike anything else.
Yikes.
Yeah, don't have kidney stones. It's one of the rules of life. Never have a kidney stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
George says, moving an upright piano up a flight of stairs with three other guys. Pianos are heavy.
Dumb. Yeah, you're much better. Yeah, I've done that a couple times. And you sort of, and I would bribe people with, like, spaghetti dinners. It's just really not worth it. I had a player piano. And if you think uprights are heavy, try a player piano because it's got the mechanism in it. Yeah. Also, a barber chair. In my hippie days, I decided that these were things that I desperately needed. And I could always convince someone to move them for me. And there was almost always a staircase. Yeah, I don't know. There are probably a whole bunch of people who have slipped discs with my name on them that are not saying nice things about me these days.
My parents have a barber's chair, which we've moved innumerable
times.
It's
heavy.
Oh, they're heavy. Cast iron, these things.
Yeah, and for some reason, they're very comfortable to sit in.
Oh, yeah.
But they have to be, they look like a throne, basically.
They
and
look
heavy.
Cool, yeah.
They look very cool, but they are very heavy. And they do not fit everyday core.
No,
but for some reason, I think there was a time in all of our history where we decided what we really needed was a barber chair. But they're heavy. the old-fashioned, not the video games that you have now, but the old-fashioned ones. That,
oh, the arcade things?
Yeah, video arcade. Those are heavy. Those you can find sometimes, which are kind of fun. You need a basement. And what's the other thing? There's one other thing that's really incredibly heavy. The ones that where you slide the, it's not hockey exactly, but you slide pinball machines.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really fun. Those are really heavy. Yeah, somehow I have a predilection for heavy old stuff, I guess. We're not talking about dating. Okay, keep going.
All right, so Shannon says birthing after that distance swimming.
Yeah, yeah. My brother is one of those people who, when you look at him, you don't think that he's in great shape. But he was a Navy diver, and he's got more endurance when it comes to a pool. It's just amazing to watch, or scary, depending on how you look at it, because he just can go forever. I mean, he can really swim. And as I said, when you look at him, because swimmers, and he's not a swimmer per se. He's just an endurance swimmer because he was a diver. And he could just go forever. It's very impressive, but not obvious. I mean, it's because, you know, gym rats look like they're gym rats. And swimmers quite often look, especially racing swimmers, all have the same body type. He doesn't look like either of them. But, man, he has got great lungs. Great endurance. 855-993-7569. We've got about a half hour. Give us a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about strenuous activities and the most strenuous thing you've ever done. So we've hiking is falling into to a lot of categories here because I think it's just a different the combination. I mean, it's not the same as stair stepping and the stairs in the gym. Trust me, because using your body in a completely different way, and it is strenuous. All right, and I think anything with an emotional component to it gets to be strenuous as well because of the emotional component to it. All right, so let's hear what else we got.
Okay, so Marie says, biked 25 miles at Robert Moses Beach. It was awesome, and it was in October, very brisk and windy day, but I loved it. I like being active. I bike 5 miles every day in my lovely neighborhood, weather permitting.
Yeah, I wish, I had a bike that somebody gave me, and I just use it so seldom. And part of it is that I'm clumsy on a bike, and the times I could do it, I was always bashing into, weekend dads with their kids with the little, streamers on the bike. And when you smash into their kid, they're not terribly forgiving, which wasn't my intent. I mean, I'm just clumsy, not mean. So I sort of actually sold a bike. But now you can rent bikes, and they've got all the Citibank's bikes all over the city. And I was paying more to just store it than I think it was. What can I tell you? But, I'd like to get back to biking. You know, what I've always wanted to do is rollerblading, but I'm clumsy, so. And everybody I know who rollerblades has hurt themselves grievously, so I'm not sure that that's exactly what I should be taking up at this moment, but maybe. I love cross-country skiing, which I think is strenuous, but it's such fun it doesn't feel like it's strenuous. Unless you're really cold and it's icy and whatever, but it's good exercise. All right, what else?
All right, Sarah says, doing inventory at a warehouse that shipped books to the Books a Million stores. We had to keep recounting to get it right, and I ended up working from 7 a.m. till 3 a.m. the next morning.
Ooh.
It was a nightmare.
I hope you got paid overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you lived through it, so there you go.
Yep, exactly. All right, Teresa says, waking up, LOL.
Like our sleep, do we? Okay.
I guess so. All right. Bethany says, giving birth to my 8-pound, 8-ounce baby girl and then doing it all over again for my son that was the exact same size. Worth every bit of hard work, though.
There's somebody I know who had an 18-pound baby.
What?
And I thought, man, that's not a way to start off life with your mother being that unhappy with you.
That can't
Think
be.
About an 18-pound baby. Yeah. And she wasn't that big. The kid was. But 18 pounds. Jeez. Okay.
All right. Stephanie says, shoveling soil and mulch into my potager, French for kitchen garden.
There you go.
Potager. Potager? I don't know the word, but she has a very lovely picture of this.
P-O-T-A-G-E-R?
Garden. Yeah, that's right.
Oh. Potager, cool. Maybe, because E-R is quite often pronounced as an A in French. There you go. Shoveling snow can be strenuous, and it's one of those things that women should do and not men, because it turns out that we are much less prone to heart attacks, because that's not the part of our body that gets overstressed. So that, and men always love that when I say that in the winter, women should be doing the shoveling, not men. We also tend to be probably a little less macho, and we're going to put less on a shovel. We don't feel like we have to get it done immediately. Or you can get a snowblower or hire a kid. But men of a certain age should probably not be shoveling snow. Hi, honey. You want to shovel some snow? Is your will up to date?
Oh, no. That's dark.
Yeah, not good. No. All right, what else?
All right. Regina says, hands down, giving birth, mountain climbing a close second.
Think about mountain climbing and giving birth at the same time. Not a good idea.
No, probably not.
No. Uh-uh. I just thought I'd point that out. All right, keep going.
Good point. All right, Marion says...
Have you noticed that almost all the people who responded to strenuous are women?
That's interesting. I had a couple guys throw in their little 2 cents, but yeah.
Yeah. I guess men, it's not manly to admit that it was strenuous. It's, I'm a manly man. Nothing is strenuous for me. I'm a manly man. I keep going.
All right. Marion says, boundary waters for 5 days, just canoeing and backpacking through the forest, living in a tent, no cabin, no car, the whole time, as they are not allowed in the BWCA. That's like a local thing for me.
There you go.
I love
boundary
waters.
You know, there are people who, I think it happens in August, but they swim around Manhattan. And
whoa.
That seems to me, yeah, that the Hudson and the East River, and first of all, where both the Hudson and the East River... there's a confluence that's very, very, it's very dangerous, and there's a huge amount of undertow. And these people are, no matter how warm it is outside, they come out of the water just very hypothermic. And that's incredible. And when you look at the people who do it, again, they don't have those bodies that you think, wow, they're in great shape. Quite often, they're especially the women, well, both the men and the women are heavier, because I think you need a certain amount of thermal, just sort of buffering, to be able to do it. I mean, it's a completely different kind of exercise than anything else. And it's always very impressive. And they go out, they have canoes that go, and I think you're allowed to touch the canoe for 5 minutes of every hour. And that you can have water, you can have something to eat. And there are motorboats that go around, and they're very highly monitored, but also safety. And there's always somebody, I mean, who gets in some kind of trouble, because it's an incredibly, first of all, the water's cold. And, I mean, this is not nearly as far north, obviously, as Maine, but, I mean, this is basically the North Atlantic, because both the Hudson is a and the East River are both tidal estuaries, so they're, and they have tides, so it's an amazing thing to do. It's an amazing feat. And you know, the thing is, I like doing things that are kind of challenging, but not crazy. I mean, the idea of running a risk of dying by doing something doesn't really appeal to me that much. I mean, I think that's kind of kind of more a male thing than a female thing. I'm not much of an adrenaline junkie, except for speed. I like speed. Going fast. All right, what else?
All right, James says hiking at 13,000 feet of elevation.
Yep. Well, I climbed all over Masada, but Masada is like, 400 feet below sea level or something. It's actually a mountain, so it's not. But that's where the lowest point on Earth is. It's 800 feet at some point, 832 feet or something below sea level.
Interesting.
And, yeah, Masada arrives out of nowhere, essentially, and the Dead Sea is below sea level. And so I think it's like 400 feet below sea level or something. But Masada is this fortress, and it was Herod the Younger, I guess, castle at one point. But hiking around there, I mean, it's hot, and it was hot. It was 120 degrees. But it's not, it was sort of interesting. If you can get distracted, I think things are not nearly as strenuous. They don't feel as overwhelming, which is part of the point about why emotional content makes things seem more excruciating, because you're more focused on them. If you can distract yourself, if there's something interesting, then it's a little easier to do. All right, what else we got?
Okay, Sue Ellen says, a nuclear stress test. And second was walking the Great Wall of China. Both took my breath away.
Nuclear stress test, meaning that, I know what a stress test is.
Mm-hmm.
On the nuclear part, I guess she had a radioactive isotope, probably for brain. I don't know. That would be helpful to know a little bit more about that. But it sounds like you're in pretty good shape if you could walk the Wall of China.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty impressive looking thing. I don't know if I'm going to make it to China. After, I loved going to Israel. I thought it was just an extraordinary experience. But the plane, that plane flight, being awake all that amount of time and not being able to reset my biological clock for so long was really alarming. I mean, the only good thing about it, about sort of being awake for 14 days with no more than 2 hours sleep a night, is once you have, if you ever get a little bout of insomnia again, you think, oh, this is nothing. I've been awake for 2 weeks. I'm okay. And it really does help to think, oh, 4 hours sleep? Piece of cake. But I'm not sure that it's actually worth it for that to say, well, I've already, you can make it. I mean, you can do it. Which, and there is, I absolutely agree that there is something to have said. It's why I think being an adult is much more fun than being a kid, is that you've experienced things and you can look back and say, I've done worse. I've experienced worse. I've lived through worse. And I think there's a huge value in that, just the sense of may not be much fun, but, it's survivable. And I've done it before and I can do it again. Amen. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place.
It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking about strenuous activities. And, all right, let's, you know, I mentioned, so Trevor said to me, kind of off the air, he said, well, the reason you haven't gotten very many men is, you know, the men's responses are kind of bizarre. And I said, like what? And he said, so tell them what the men's responses were.
All right, here's one from Richard who says, sex with my 27-year-old girlfriend, I'm 52.
Serves you right. Right? You're not, are you bragging to expect sympathy?
I guess.
Hopefully you don't have a 25-year-old kid. Never mind, keep going.
All right, and then the start.
Although I'll tell you, one of the angriest moments of my life, and I don't have much of a temper. Was a guy that I knew. He was a little older than I was, and he was a therapist the same time I was. We worked at the same clinic, And I guess it was, I think it was still when I was in Boston still. I don't remember exactly where. No, it was San Francisco. He came to visit me in San Francisco, and he said something about that. I mean, he had a girlfriend who was like 20 years younger than he was. And I knew him, when I knew him, he was married and he had kids. And there was a part of me that just wanted to rip his face off. That here's a guy who was, and he was bragging about it, that his wife, who I guess was probably a little bit younger than, maybe a little bit older than I was, and he made some comment about, you know, he had new kids with this new woman. And I thought, you know what, you're a creep. That and he talked about a second chance and how much more fun it was. And, you know, which is not terribly fair on my part, but he could do it and she couldn't. And it wasn't, and there was probably a part of me that thought that he could do it and she couldn't, and neither could I. But there is something really irritating about that. But quite often, those men are the ones who call me and say, I'm 25 years older than my wife, and she wants to keep working, and she's flirting with this guy at work, and so, I don't know. Listen, relationships are difficult. All right, so what was the other one?
The other one kind of picks up where we left off in our list, and is one comes from Steven, who says, sex with a room of people.
Oh, please, in your dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, okay, right. All right, keep going. Trevor was trying to troll for reality here, and then, oh, no, listen, we can sort of giggle on people who are pulling our legs.
That's true.
Keep going.
Marquita says,
But you can hear that strenuous has a whole different context to men and to women.
Yeah,
you can hear,
so.
Right? Yep. Okay.
My example is just about hiking people, too. Let's be real.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a sane human being. There we go.
That's right.
All right, keep going.
All right, Marquita says, arguing with a compulsive liar about the truth.
Yeah, it's not only strenuous, it's futile. Yeah, because you'll never get him to admit it. My grandmother actually had a cool response to that, and hers was not to pathological liars per se. Hers was about kids. And her perspective, I'm not sure she treated her children this way, to be quite honest, but she certainly treated her grandchildren. When she knew that you were making, sex with a room full of people, she would say, okay, that's what you hope would happen. What really happened? And so she was very good at diffusing the kind of tendency to exaggerate, or as we call it in the trade, lie. Okay, keep going.
Tony says, caring for 14 horses.
True, true.
Horses are big.
Horses are big, and they eat a lot, and they poop a lot, and they're expensive. But they're kind of cool animals.
They're pretty neat.
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
Okay, Sally Ann says, mentally, losing my 39-year-old brother suddenly, physically, first C-section after 24 hours of labor, then feeling the knife, still would go through that again before losing a loved one.
Yeah, yeah. There is something about childbirth. The other thing about childbirth, unless you have a C-section, is that it's one of those things that at the time is painful. And strenuous and stressful, and you obviously don't have much of a memory of it because most people go through it again. And it's one of those times that you don't really have a clear remembrance of it. And maybe it's, maybe it's Pitocin, which is one of the drugs they use. Maybe it's just the excitement of a newborn. Maybe it's the experience of raising a child. But it's one of those things that, like an earache or a toothache, you can sometimes remember in great detail. Although most pain we don't have a great memory for, which is probably, it's probably very protective of the species. Okay, what else?
All right, last one.
Tina last says, one. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Just to kind of bring it full circle, she says mountain climbing.
It's really interesting, isn't it, that was kind of that was the number one strenuous activity. And I'm convinced it's because it's an angle at which we seldom use our body, right? Because mm-hmm. You're going you don't usually go straight up. You can't go straight up, so you're never at 90 degrees. And so you're moving your body and your muscles at some kind of 45 degrees would be pretty pretty easy, about 30 degrees, I guess. And it is strenuous, and I think part of it is that you're moving at a different angle than you're used to. Most of our activities were perpendicular to the ground, right? And with mountain climbing, you were not. You were at an angle. I'm not sure why. We have to look at it. And stair climbing isn't the same. But you can get close to it. And I guess that's part of how people train to mountain climb. But it's really using your body in a completely different way. You know what part of it may be? It just occurred to me because I was just visualizing. When you're doing the Stairmaster at a gym, right, you're basically flat-footed. You put your toe down, you lift your heel. When you're mountain climbing, you're basically using, your foot is never flat, right? You're basically always, so your calf muscles are getting a workout. It's like wearing high heels almost, because your toe is down and your heel is up, right? Because it would be very hard to hike flat-footed. Because it'd have to be a flat trail to be flat-footed. So you're always at an angle. I don't know why it's so strenuous. I have to Google the stress of mountain climbing, but it is. And Canadian women can do it better than I can, even with their fancy hairdos and their chunky bodies and their chunky jewelry and their mani-pedis. So there, take that. And especially, you know, as I said, it was humility 101. Not one of my favorite. Clearly, one of my memorable experiences because I've talked about it before, but not that comfortable. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you're going to the movies this weekend, my guess is you'll probably, if you've been going to the movies on a weekly basis, you'll probably hit Minions, which you can take your kids to. And as I said, I think it's probably the first week that there's actually some risk to Jurassic Park, Jurassic World. Sorry. Which I thought, you know, it did extraordinarily well. It's the biggest moneymaker of the year so far. What can I tell you? I think because you could take kids to it, and little boys have gotten to see it 14 times. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.